You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Time to check on the latest offerings from professional theater companies all around Michigan as we say hello to David Kiley of Encore Michigan. And it seems we're in a musical mood for this edition of Theater Talk, starting right out with the Michigan Opera Theater.
That's right. This past weekend, they opened The Barber of Seville. Now, opera fans know this one very well. It's a total crowd pleaser. It may be the most beloved opera ever, actually. It's by Rossini. It's based on a French comedy written in the late 1700s. The story is about a young, beautiful woman, Rosina, who falls for Almaviva, and vice versa. They could fall for each other. Trouble is, Rosina has a much older guardian, Dr. Bartolo, who is waiting for his young ward to come of age because he wants to marry her.
It's a little,
yeah.
Ew,
exactly. But this production is really good, and Lucas Meacham is especially good and very funny as Figaro. He's the barber. Of course, we have the piece in this opera that everyone who has never seen an opera, but who probably has seen Tom and Jerry or Bugs Bunny, actually knows. Yeah, here we go.
It's true. If you watched Warner Brothers cartoons, you've learned your opera.
Right. And that was Lucas Meacham. And that was from a different production. But he's excellent. Highly recommend seeing it. There are performances November 14th, 16th, and 18th at the Detroit Opera House. It is great fun. This is the one, if you've never seen an opera but always kind of curious, this is the one to see.
This is opera with training wheels, just
exactly.
Good for everyone.
There you go.
Now we head north up I-75 to Flint, to the newly formed Flint Repertory Theater.
Yeah, so this used to be the Flint Youth Theater, and it's under new direction. Theater has expanded its offerings from just youth programming to plays and musicals for everybody. So they just opened Assassins this past weekend, which is a Stephen Sondheim musical. The premise of this musical seems a little odd. Like, I would have loved to have heard the elevator pitch for this. And you wouldn't think it'd be fodder for a musical. But it's about the people who assassinated or tried to assassinate a president. So the structure of the show is a bit of a review style. And it portrays the killers, John Wilkes Booth, Charles Guiteau, who killed President Garfield, Giuseppe Zangara, who tried to kill FDR, Lee Harvey Oswald, John Hinckley, who tried to kill Ronald Reagan, and more.
And I know this show has been done at, New York, London, South Africa, Sydney. So let's listen to Neil Patrick Harris singing The Ballad of Booth.
Why did you do it, Johnny? Nobody agrees. You who had everything, what made you bring a nation to its knees? Some say it was your voice had gone, some say it was booze. They say you killed a country, John, because of bad reviews. Johnny lived with a grace and glitter, kind of like the lives he lived on stage. Died in a barn in pain and bitter, 27 years of age. Why did you do it, Johnny? Throw it all away. Why did you do it, boy? Not just destroy the pride and joy of Illinois, but all the USA. Your brother made you jealous, John. You couldn't fill his shoes. Was that the reason? Tell us, John, along with bad reviews.
Sondheim really does cover the decades in this, doesn't he?
Yes, he does. I like the show. The music is excellent. It's a bit of an eccentric show, as many of Sondheim's can be, but strongly recommended.
All right. Now we go to Dexter. And the Encore Musical Theater is always doing something interesting.
Yeah. They're doing a big crowd pleaser. Hello, Dolly. This show has experienced a popular revival in New York City with rotating divas taking the Dolly role like Bernadette Peters and Bette Midler. Carol Channing, of course, made the show popular back in the early 60s and Barbara Streisand in the film. Our version here at Encore Musical Theater, which opens this coming weekend, stars really one of Michigan's best musical actresses, Marlene Inman, in the title role. She was actually in our studios because she was in the play that I wrote.
That's right.
And she really is wonderful. She did Bridges of Madison County a couple of years ago in the lead role at Up at the Dio, and
So she is ready to be a diva.
Yes, she's. And the show, for those who have seen it or just heard about it but never seen it, it has some very memorable tunes by Jerry Herman. Title song, of course, Hello Dolly, Put on Your Sunday Clothes, Before the Parade Passes By, mm-hmm. So Long Dearie. So again, the show opens this weekend and runs right up till Christmas.
All right. And now we're going to continue with the musicals over to the Tipping Point in Northville.
Yeah, this is a sequel to the show Lend Me a Tenor. So there is music involved in this play. The premise, and it's a farcy kind of romp play. The premise is that there are 3 hours until the curtain opens on the big musical event of the decade, and Tito Morelli is not ready to perform. He's one of four tenors, and there are two wives and three girlfriends. Do the math with four tenors. He's got issues with his daughter. The catering for the thing is all wrong. It's one of those fast-paced, it really snaps along farce as Morelli tries to sort everything out in a very short space of time. But it has a nice message about family, okay. You know, even among this fusillade of funny.
So if you're into farces, then
very, very good. At the Tipping Point in Northville opens this weekend.
And now we're going to really change gears from musicals to a very, very serious drama being done by Open Book Theater in Trenton.
Yeah, they are doing Doubt, which is the play that won a Pulitzer about 15 years ago. Mm-hmm. It dealt with the scandal in the Catholic Church over priests that were sexual predators and how their superiors covered it up. The play was made into a film with Meryl Streep and Philip Seymour Hoffman. It's mm-hmm. now playing at the Open Book Theater in Trenton. It plays through December 1st. This production is really excellent. I've seen this play before. It sadly remains very relevant as these scandals keep popping up, the latest big one being in Pennsylvania.
And even in Michigan now.
And in Michigan.
There are investigations happening in all of the archdioceses.
This play is set in the Bronx at a Catholic elementary school, kind of mid to late 60s. Priest is suspected of being inappropriate with a student. The writing by John Patrick Shanley. As a writer myself, Shanley is a marvelous writer. He's super tight. There's no flab in his plays. He's clever. He does a beautiful job of exploring the motives of an accuser, the motives and circumstances of a parent whose child is involved being a victim, and the perspective of the accused. And while the subject matter is very heavy, Shanley does a fantastic job of keeping it real and even dialing in some of the natural humor that can happen, you know, between generations, because you have an older nun, you have a younger nun. And it's just a marvelous production. Highly recommended, Open Book Theater in Trenton.
Well, there are lots of offerings, and you can find details on these and more all around the state. Just go to EncoreMichigan.com. David Kiley, as always, thank you.
Thanks so much, Cynthia.
Support for arts and culture coverage comes in part from the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs.